Hydroxychloroquine is not a miracle drug to treat COVID-19. And them's the facts. Roll the thing. So, I hear a bunch of this stuff about hydroxychloroquine and how it's being used to treat people with COVID-19, but also other patients with other diseases. But the thing that everybody seems to get wrong about it is that all the evidence that has been presented for pro-hydroxychloroquine is anecdotal, right? So, for example, there's this nurse. I don't know where she's from, but she has an African accent. I can't remember her name, super sorry. But she is constantly saying, oh, I'm getting threats because I'm telling people the truth, blah, 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 blah. Well, you're not. And here's why. That's 110% anecdotal evidence. For example, if I was to say, I went to work today, that's anecdotal evidence. Because I know I went to work today. I know, you know, I was there. But someone could say, you didn't go to work today. Well, that's their anecdotal evidence because I was snapping them at work. Or you could say another anecdotal thing. People who smoke marijuana don't do jail time. Because, and your evidence could be your friend Marcus got caught with an ounce of weed. The cop made him throw it out. And he didn't go to jail. Well, that's very clearly anecdotal evidence. For the reason I'm saying this is because in the cases where hydroxychloroquine was used to treat COVID patients, also had a multitude of other diseases. One specifically was diabetes, I think is what she said, which I'm not a doctor or a pharmacist, so I clearly can't entirely speak on it, but I do know if three people, hold on. What I'm trying to say is, if you hear hooves, you think horses, not zebras. I don't know if I'm getting my point across, but the cases that they talk about, they are one in 7,000. Because currently there have been, 130,000 deaths due to COVID-19 in the United States alone. If hydroxychloroquine was the miracle drug people made it out to be, don't you think the United States would have had it first? Don't you think we would have, you know, we're kind of a global superpower. We would have, I don't know, maybe I'm too ignorant to speak on this, but I feel like if it truly was the miracle drug that everybody's claiming it to be, well, not everybody, people more specifically on the right side of the spectrum, they're claiming that it's a miracle drug that cures COVID-19. if that was the case, I would think that the United States, being a world superpower, would definitely have a firm hold on it. You know what I mean? Like, if it was... I don't know how to explain it. Like, it sounds like a scam to me. Which, again, I'm not a medical... Well, I am a medical professional, but I'm not a doctor. I don't have a doctorate's degree. But I'm just going to nursing school. That's it. As of now. But, I mean... I don't know. That was a long tangent. That was like a 5-minute tangent. You're probably checking the time, aren't you? You silly goose. You silly fucking goose. Ha. But, yeah, that's just my thoughts on that. Because as a healthcare worker, I work in geriatric care. And a lot of the older demographic is more conservative leaning, and they always give me conservative talking points that, to me at least, are either wrong or misguided. For example, whenever they say things like, oh, these celebrities or these left-wing political leaders are getting COVID-19, but they're cured, while right-wing political leaders get COVID-19 and they, you know, they pass. Well, considerably speaking, left-leaning political leaders are typically more on the younger side, and that has a direct correlation with the death rate for COVID patients. So let's say you're 20. Well, you can't be. Let's say you're younger. Let's say you're probably in your 30s and you're serving in Congress. You happen to catch COVID. Your chances of surviving are substantially higher than those who would probably be on the opposite side of the political spectrum, who are in their 60s, 70s, 80s. They statistically have a much, much lower probability of surviving COVID. And that's why, you know, it's not some crazy thing by the deep state, which I don't know if, I think I covered it in another episode, but, people on the right talk about the deep state, you know, how, leftists, it's like a conspiracy theory, how leftists control everything and stuff like that, which is wrong. Like, if leftists, honestly, think about it, if the left wing controlled everything, I wouldn't mind paying extra taxes to have free healthcare, because I'm currently paying $71 for health and eye, but that's at a $12,000 copay for let's say I had $1 million surgery, I'd still have to pay 12 grand, which, granted, I'm grateful I wouldn't have to pay the million, but would I rather pay nothing? Yeah. So far this has been a weirdly serious episode, and for that I'd like to apologize. Matter of fact, it's been 9-10 minutes. Let's go ahead. Let's take it to commercial. This episode of The Nino Show is brought to you by The B-Roll Company.
Do you need shots of ordinary people doing things for your next commercial? We got that B-roll.
We got that B-roll.
Two men pointing at an office file? We got that B-roll. Bored man flipping through channels? We got that B-roll. Angry man in traffic? Yeah, we got that B-roll. What do you want him to wear? Casual? Upscale casual? Business? We got that B-roll. Why does he look so upset? Maybe he's late for work. Nope, he's at work. He's a B-roll actor. Happy couple walking on the beach? We got that B-roll. Want that happy couple to kiss? No problem. Want him to get a little fresh with the lady? Done. Hey, you two, cut it out and stay at the ocean so I can get B-roll of that. That's better. What a nice view of the ocean. That's B-roll of the ocean. Think that's all the B-roll we got? Not even close. Overwhelmed man trying to pay bills? Yeah, we got it. Frustrated man looking for a job in the paper? You know we got it. And lunch meeting success. Hey, look, that's me. I like my B-roll so much I'm in it. Kirk Gibson hitting a game-winning home run in the 88 World Series. No! That's too specific. That is not B-roll. Doctor talking to smiling patient. We got that B-roll. Man having trouble sleeping. Got it. What's his problem? He doesn't like being in B-roll? I was just in some B-roll and I loved it. The sneezer. Backache. Headache. And depressed woman touching a wall. Why is she touching the wall? I don't know. That's what depressed people do, right? Don't judge the B-roll. Listen, we got all that B-roll and thousands more. So come on down to our B-roll warehouse. Just kidding. That's B-roll. I fooled you, see? That's how good our B-roll is. We got that B-roll.
We got that B-roll.
You know we do.
To order your B-roll, call 1-800-BBB-ROLL. That's 1-800-BBB-ROLL. Call now.
Sex. We all do it. It's pretty fun. I don't know. I've never done it before. Sorry. I had to say something to make it less serious. Shout out to the... If you're watching this, shout out to the girl who took my virginity. I'm pretty sure... At the time, I was extremely doped up on, like, hydros, because it happened, I think, the day or the week or something like that after my knee surgery from football. Do I think of myself as a victim? No. I'm sorry. Don't mean to laugh. I don't mean to laugh because it's not funny in any way, shape, or form to make fun of. Rape victims, but there is a, there's a difference between a good rape joke and a bad one. Do you know what I mean? Like, this is going bad. Hope nobody important sees this. There's a difference between a good rape joke and a bad rape joke. For example, if I was to go up to a rape victim and I said, ha, you were raped, that's not funny. That's awful. You can't, they're going to feel bad. You know what I mean? Like they're going to be upset about it. But an example of a good rape joke is, for example, Always Sunny in Philadelphia. Oh, God, my nose is stuffed. Anyway, Always Sunny in Philadelphia, they have a boat. And Dennis, he has like a bed on the boat or something like that. And he's like, yeah, we can bring... He's talking to Mac, or maybe it was Charlie. It might have been Charlie. And he's like, yeah, I brought a bed out here. And we can bring some girls and we can have sex because, you know. And Charlie's like, what? I don't, what? And he's like, because of the implication. It's like, it's awful to say this in my head, but it was so funny. Or it's awful to say this out loud, but it was so funny. I think the reason it was funny is because it was the implication that it was rape. You know what I mean? Not that it was actual rape. Like, he was making the joke, like, oh, they can't say no, haha, you know? Like, jokes that are rough like that one, but can still get you, like, a little grimace. Those are the gems. Why do I keep saying for example? My bad, guys. I love jokes like the ones on the movie Airplane. I recently watched that. Came out in 1980. And it has that one old guy who's been old for like 50 years. I can't remember his name. He's in like all the spoof movies, I think. But jokes like those ones. Those ones are the gems because they're old, they're silly, and I feel like no matter who you are, they'll get a chuckle. They'll get a chuckle out of you, you know? For some reason, my favorite one is when they're flying the plane and what's-his-name takes over him, the stewardess's boyfriend. They're talking to the air traffic control tower and they're talking about something and they're like, they're getting farther, and the balding guy grabs this old fatter man and he goes, and Leon's getting larger. I don't know why, but that one's so fucking funny to me. That one is literally the funniest thing I've ever seen. And it made me almost piss my pants laughing at it. Oh, I sound like a 12-year-old girl. Sorry I'm drinking so much water, by the way. I don't know why. My throat just feels super dry and, like, parched. Like, I feel like I might be getting something. Not COVID, of course, because I don't have any friends, so I don't go out of the house. I'm just kidding. Shout out to the boys. But yeah. This has been about a 16-minute episode, almost. Or while I'm recording this, it's 16 minutes. For you guys, it'll probably be a little bit longer or shorter. No, it'll be longer because I forgot about our sponsor, the B-Roll Company. But if I put that commercial in, I'm hoping I don't get copyright striked. But I'm just kidding. For you audio listeners only, you guys already heard today's sponsor, which of course is Anchor. Really special shout out to Anchor. My CPM's like $1. But yeah, this is gonna be I'm gonna publish this episode really late because it's 10 o'clock right now, PM. I have to work tomorrow, which is a 24-hour shift. So that means I'm probably gonna go ahead, edit all of this together tonight, and hopefully post it tonight. I'm trying to get on a schedule. Recently I've started streaming on Wednesdays around like 8 p.m. Usually Wednesdays at 8, I have like nothing going on and my girlfriend doesn't come over. And I've recently stopped working out with the boys, which I really need to get back on that because I'm starting to turn into a fat fuck again. But usually Wednesdays at 8, I stream on Twitch. It's just me playing, making beats and like making music, stuff like that. I'm really enjoying it. It's really fun. Twitch.tv/TheNinoShow1. All one word. The number one, not the spelled out one. If you want to follow me. But yeah, that's been really fun. I don't remember what I was saying before that, But I'm going to go ahead and wrap this up. This has been almost 20 minutes. I'm going to wrap this up. Cop the merch, link in the description below. You might have noticed if you looked at the merch, it looks different. There's not three different collections anymore. It's all one collection. It's just says the Nino Show on it. And it all goes to the three separate foundations. So at the end of the month, if I have any sales at all, because y'all are slacking. But to be fair, they're kind of expensive. But I tried to make the price go down as much as I could. By the way, use code Nino or Nino1, I can't remember, all caps, to get free shipping on any order. Yeah, at the end of every month, all the money that I have from sales all gets divided by three, and then that amount gets donated to each organization. So let's say I made $10, that's three and some change to each organization at the end of the month. You know what I mean? But yeah, all in all, this has been Ruben Nino. You know it's me. You know who it is. It's your boy, Skinny Peanuts. Anyway, this is the end of the episode. If you stuck around this far, I tricked you. Last time I said this was the last episode of the Nino Show. You got bamboozled, you fool. You dingleberry. You absolute Chinese checkers. You thought. THOT. Don. But yeah, this has been the Nino Show. This is Ruben Nino signing off. Hopefully next time I'll have a guest. It might be my brother. It might be someone you haven't met before. Maybe it'll be my dad this time. Maybe it'll be my mom again. Maybe it'll be my imaginary friends. You never know. But yeah, Ruben Nino signing off. Thanks for watching. And thanks for listening.